morning. My guest this morning is Beth Hartman. She is an art committee member of the Sebastopol Library Art Committee. Beth, welcome.
Thank you.
An event. Not surprising, it's September, and September in Sonoma County, at any rate, is wall-to-wall events every day, not to speak of every weekend. But this one is going on for a while, Serving Up Art at the Sebastopol Library, September 27th through October 19th. So tell us all about it.
Sure. The library sponsors art shows twice a year. They feel it's terribly important for the public to be able to learn about art. So we put on professional shows twice a year. September 27th is our opening party, 4 to 6. It's really fun. All the artists will be there. And, of course, there's no cost. Just come and have fun. There are two artist talks during our show. October 2nd, Kathleen Youngquist, one of our artists, she's a painter of oil paintings, and Asa Pritchett, who does ceramics, kind of contemporary Japanese white. They'll be speaking on October 2nd from 6:45 to 7:45 in the evening. There's a second artist talk. That's on October 9th, 6:45 to 7:45 in the evening again. Both of those are Wednesday evenings. At that one, James Stadig, who is a furniture maker, he does beautiful contemporary furniture. Joyce Doxdale, a Sebastopolian, she does these wonderful silk-screened wall hangings, which she cuts out with a little tiny X-Acto knife and then layers in front of each other. She'll be speaking that night. She's a wonderful speaker. Marilyn Webster, who's a Healdsburg resident, she weaves. And some of her weavings will be on James Stadig's furniture at the show, so it'll feel kind of like a home. On October 9th, 6:45 to 7:45, those three people will be speaking. It's free. It's just fascinating to come and hear the artists talk about their work, and you can ask them questions.
It sounds like fall is really a time for art at the Sebastopol Library. Is there going to be art on display throughout that period?
It goes from September 27th through October 19th, yes. And any time you can just walk right in. It's wonderful. We have 1,500 to 2,000 visitors in that art show over those 3 weeks. That's just an enormous number of visitors to an art event. And a lot of times it's a little child that drags the grandparents in. You know, it's so much fun. Or the grandparents want to go see, and then the little kids get involved and they ask questions. It's really amazing the people that come into this art show who don't usually make an effort to go to a gallery or a museum space.
Gee, maybe this will encourage the powers that be to restore some of the library budget. I know that there's a lot of movement in Sonoma County on that particular issue, not just in Sebastopol, but really at all the libraries.
This event is open during all our library hours. Of course, we'd like to have more library hours and more evening hours.
Nice to get Monday back.
Well, it would be nice to get Monday back and some more evenings for the students who would like to come in and do their homework.
Well, it's going to be great to see the product of mainly local art right on display in the public library. Is this particular event, has this happened before at the library?
Yes, twice a year, the Sebastopol Library supports art shows. And it's a challenge for the library because they can't hold other routine events in the same space. So they definitely consider art important to the community because then they have to readjust the master gardeners and the kid events and so on.
So what's the best way to get information for the public who's wondering if they can find out more about it?
Sure. You can call 823-7691 and find out more about it. But please just come by in Sebastopol between the 28th and the 19th, the 28th of September and the 19th of October. Anytime the library is open, this show will also be open. And there's no charge for any of the events.
That's great. It's always nice when the library becomes more and more a public meeting place.
Yes, our new librarian, Matthew Rose, is believing that and is trying to really extend the space to the public.
Thanks for coming in, Beth. And thank you for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.